This is the podcast where we cover topics, people, places, and history of a morbid, macabre, dark, and downright grisly nature. I'm Elise Willems.
And I'm Jessica Vasami. Welcome to 30 Morbid Minutes. During the Cold War race to space, the United States and the Soviet Union were engaged in an all-out competition to see who would get the first man into orbit and then to land on the moon.
The Soviet Union got to orbit first. Yuri Gagarin circled Earth at a speed of 27,400 kilometers per hour, with the flight lasting 108 minutes. He safely returned to Earth, ejecting from his ship and parachuting to the ground.
The Lost Cosmonaut conspiracy suggests that the Soviets actually reached the cosmos prior to this, but those earlier doomed missions resulted in fatalities and were swept under the rug.
Ooh, yes, it is all very secretive and, again, a big conspiracy theory that Soviet officials took drastic measures to conceal the dark realities of their Cold War space program of killed and lost cosmonauts. All kinds of theories ranging from espionage to coercion to things much, much worse.
Mm-hmm. And this was going to be the topic of our final episode today, but I'm sure as you've heard, some things have changed.
We still encourage you to go and do some of your own reading about the Lost Cosmonaut conspiracy because it is fascinating. And whether it is true or not, it is a good morbid time. Yes, some of it might be fabricated and not true, but man, it's fun to read about.
It's still fascinating. Yeah. Start by looking up the Giudica Cordiglia brothers, and that'll definitely get you on your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're these Italian brothers that kind of started the theory a little bit. And whether they were, you know, telling the truth or not, who knows? but yeah, we pivoted this week because we got some news.
We did get some news.
That Rooster Teeth, the company that owns and operates this podcast, of which we are employees, is closing its doors after 21 years.
Yeah, today is Thursday. The 14th, we found out last Wednesday. So it's been about a week since we found out.
And so the future of the podcast is kind of in limbo right now. Mm-hmm. We're still processing everything in real time. Mm-hmm. And we don't know all the specific sunset plans of different projects. Mm-hmm. So for the sake of everything, this is going to be our, you know, last episode for now.
Mm-hmm. For and now. We'll see what happens.
See what happens.
Yeah. There's a lot to work through still. Again, it's only, as of right now, it's only been a week. So there's still definitely lots of chats going on between WBD and Rooster Teeth and just figuring out how to go about everything.
Yeah. So we don't know. But what we do know is that we've loved making this podcast.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And we love the support that all of you have shown us in doing it. So, Jessica, the question on everyone's lips, are Elise and Jessica still going to be friends after this?
That is a very valid question. And the answer is unfortunately not.
I thought the answer was going to be unfortunately yes.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, absolutely. I told Elise, like, one of the first things once we found out was whether, you know, in the future, 30 Morbid Minutes continues or not, me and Elise have to continue to do something together.
We're going to be like that kid from Wet Hot American Summer who does all the announcements, but none of his equipment's plugged in.
You know? So none of you hear it, but me and Elise are just like...
We're talking into microphones. None of it's recording.
Oh, Lord.
And then we hand Kelly, our editor, files and ask them to edit it. And they're like, these are all empty. There's nothing here.
I know, there's nothing. And they keep getting just like, guys, you're sending me nothing. I'm getting frustrated now. Come on.
Yeah.
But like, Elise and I think everyone knows this, but we do not live near each other. I'm in Austin, she's in LA. So like this was so nice even for our friendship to like catch up every week and talk like this. So we have to do something or else then we really won't be friends anymore.
Oh yes, the podcast is the thing keeping us together. But no, it has been a great honor and a great pleasure and joy to be this with you.
Uh-huh. Likewise. And with Kelly, our incredible editor. Like, it's, I mean, we were We scheduled this recording to be at 1:30 Central Time. It is now 2:24 Central Time. We got on at 1:30, but all we did was bullshit the entire time until we recorded.
Yeah, because we have that freedom now. No, we've not always had that freedom. Though sometimes some slips in, some bullshit.
Yeah. So we just like talked, and which was great. I wanted that to happen, me, Elise, and Kelly. So it was really nice. A lot of laughs. Just and I mean, we talked about this at RTX, and we might have talked about this a couple times just when we shoot the shit at the end of the episode. But we just have this like ongoing little, I don't know if you'd call it a tradition, where we just talk about our bathroom habits before we record. I don't know why, but it's just something that we do, and it continued today, and I'm so glad it happened.
It never makes it into an episode.
It doesn't. Although, yeah, that's...
But we are a little too open and a little too TMI with our bodily functions.
It is, to the point where I'm like, I don't know if y'all need to hear all that, but as friends, it's fine.
No. Yeah.
But it's good. And I think, you know, I think we're all going to be fine. We're all going to be okay. We're just trying to figure out how to, you know, stay in each other's lives, no matter which path we all go down. And I think we will absolutely find a way to do that. So,
and regardless of the future of this podcast or what happens with it, I am so proud that we've done so many episodes and covered such a breadth and a range and an interesting swath of topics.
Yeah. What has been your favorite? Is there anyone that stood out? I mean, there's probably a few, but
there are, of course, some early ones that I really look back at very, very fondly, like Death on Cruise Ships.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had so many episodes now that there are some that I will forget about.
Same. I'm going to bring up the catalog just so I can like remember real quick. There's some that I just like do not, remember, but from what you do remember, you like Death on Cruise Ships. What else?
Well, even episodes like Could a Zombie Apocalypse Actually Happen?
Yes.
And we're discussing whether I could survive in LA versus you in versus you in Austin.
Yes.
You know, funny to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that, and they might do this in LA, but in Austin, and like Kelly, please pipe in if you want, where they do those like runs, those zombie runs or something at night. Where I don't know if it's like a 5K or if it's just like a bunch of, I don't even know half of what I'm talking about right now, do you know?
No, I don't. There's an app that, or I know different apps where like you can mimic a workout where a zombie's chasing you and it makes you run.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. I really loved our team up with Sinisterhood, the Mothman episode that we did. But also even on their podcast, they were super, super great.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoyed them a lot.
They're wonderful. And a great thing to come out of this podcast was meeting them.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I am so indebted to our reincarnation and cloning episodes because I feel like that's really where we established the premise of baby Jessica Elise.
Jeez, that's right.
Who is me? Wait, what is it? It's me. Forgotten what it is. It's me. I've died.
You've died before me.
And I'm reincarnated as your child.
I birth
baby
you.
You birthed baby Jessica Elise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And
so, yeah.
You're just a nightmare child. So that's
for sure.
That's part of it. Yeah. I'm looking through our catalog right now, just going through it. I'm like so many. I've honestly learned so much because I am a very curious person. I think we've established that since day one. And out of the two of us, Elise is obviously more of the morbid person. And while I am less morbid, I'm also insanely curious. So I have learned so much by doing this podcast, by covering crazy ass topics that, you know, normally, yes, at night while high sitting on my couch, I would just like go down a rabbit hole and like get to. But it's so awesome to be able to like talk about my thoughts and feelings with you. And while also like researching this and reading these scripts, it's been great.
And we've also, not everything is always distinctly or uniquely or exclusively morbid. I would say a lot of the time too, we're covering history or other things that are contextually important to the subject and the topic that maybe aren't morbid per se, but they need to inform the morbid aspect.
Yes.
And so I feel like, yeah, we've definitely learned a lot. And I like also when we tackle something that maybe you wouldn't have thought of at face value as being morbid. Mm-hmm. But then it, like when we did an episode about the morbid nature of time.
I literally was about to bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. I loved that episode. And I mean, even when you brought up cloning, I don't know if your first thought would go to morbid, but it can be for sure. Because what does that look like?
Yeah. And like, what does it say about the concept of life?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And even the Buried Alive episode, just the fact that we went through the steps of what it would take to, if you accidentally were buried alive, like, I know that if I found myself in that situation after probably panicking and hyperventilating for a little bit, even though you're not supposed to do that, I would resort back to this episode and be like, wait, I know. It would come back into my consciousness and I'd figure out a way out if it were never ever happened to me.
I know. It's like a thing now where I think both of us think that we are going to be buried alive.
Somehow, some way. Yeah.
And I just think about the ground that we've covered with this podcast, too, in terms of time and real world events and things, because mm-hmm. we did our Titanic conspiracy episode.
Oh my
we recorded
God.
It before Jeez. The Titan submarine
the
accident.
Submersible, yes.
The submersible accident. And that was, you know, that was this past summer?
Yes, yes.
I think so. Or,
it was.
Yeah, or summer of 2023.
Yep, yep.
And then we did an episode about the Iron Lung last summer. And then Paul mm-hmm. Alexander, who was the last man in an iron lung, he recently passed away.
Yep. Yes.
So we've just, I don't know, the cultural touchstones also that have kind of crossed with this podcast yeah. have been interesting.
Yeah. And this is going to sound real, real dark, but yet it's so interesting to me. When we, like, I know everyone knows Vlad the Impaler, but when we got into, like, the nitty gritty of the way that he tortured people. For some reason, I was fascinated by it, like putting them in a pot and cooking them, putting steaks through their,
yes.
you know, undercarriage through. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is what a creative man.
You have to admire him.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
If only he had been like born, you know, 500 years later and we could have put him on a film set.
Oh,
like
geez.
He could have been art department.
Yeah, no, it's just weird. It's just all of it has been so great.
Yeah.
And even ones that I didn't necessarily want to do or felt weird about, just because
yeah.
any of the, like, the Ouija board one, the exorcism one, of things I'm like, uh-oh, am I going to get haunted if I talk about this?
I liked making an exorcist because I thought that it was a little bit more of a commentary on the Catholic Church.
For sure.
And
it absolutely was.
The ideas. I also think the notion that exorcism or being an exorcist is a dying trade because yeah. of a decline in global, you know, Catholicism, mm-hmm. Christian is an interesting concept
mm-hmm.
yes. in general.
So does that mean, like, Satan and the demons are winning?
Well, we can only hope, Jessica.
At least.
I'm just kidding. It was me. It was me.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank God. Okay.
Also, I think the ways that, you know, people in our lives have touched this podcast too, like Kelly, our editor, you know, has a guest appearance in our mm-hmm. Body Farms episode mm-hmm. because they are a future resident.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love it. yeah.
And, you know, my friend Sean, who is an EMT, did a really cool two-parter with us.
Yes.
Sharing
yes.
stories.
Sapphire,
oh,
she was
oh, yeah.
she was so great. And I still have not finished her show because I just won't. Well, you know what? I will now. I had a side conversation with her after mm-hmm. about some stuff. And I was like, I need you to tell me. And she made me feel a little bit more comfortable about, she let me know that when I talk about, because you know, I talk about demons. And she's like, demon activity is very, very rare. And she's like, it's not something you really need to worry about on your day to day. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I would not put any money on the notion that you, Jessica Vasami, would ever become possessed by a demon. I think, you know, Sapphire has been traveling to places where there's, like, noted demon activity and there's a history there that
yeah.
has very much bred it.
Yeah, because I told her, I was just like, because I told her, you know, that I've been scared all my life and, like, watching her show and all of that. And she's like, yeah, it's very rare. And so she's like, I, like, went to it to, like, investigate it and stuff, but that's not an everyday occurrence. I'm like, okay, thank you. It makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, even that, I'm like, if it wasn't for this podcast, I don't know if I would have gotten that reassurance. So, you know, thank God. But yeah.
I thought it was pretty monumental when we watched The Blob together. Oh. Not the original, the 1988 remake.
What an incredible time that was. Because that is the first time that I saw it since I was a child. And I love that I watched it with you and everybody.
Me too.
It was just really, really nice. And the fact that it was your first time made me very happy.
And it's so great. And I was so bummed that I didn't watch it earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some of those, B movies, those 80s films, just some of them are just freaking great. And now a word from our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Like we were saying, we got some big news.
We got some big news. And as soon as I saw that BetterHelp was our sponsor today, I was like, oh, perfect. Literally, it is perfect.
Yeah, because therapy is a place to work through challenges you face in your life, in your relationships, and, maybe even professionally.
But a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy or right. And things are, not super easy right now, but we're trying.
Yeah. And I know talking to somebody right now is extremely helpful for me.
Yeah. I mean, there's already been a couple of people within RT that has brought up, hey, what are some therapy options out there? And BetterHelp has been brought up numerous times. And just overall therapy in general is just something that I think is only going to help you and benefit you just for the mere fact that you can just get things off your chest to a third party person who knows nobody in your life and can give you like unbiased good feedback.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're dealing with big transitions or life changes, which we are on the horizon of. But yeah, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
So become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/30mm today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/30mm.
30 More Bid Minutes is also brought to you by Me Undies. Jessica, my underwear drawer is the Wild West. Okay. I got everybody in there from all different gangs. They're all over the place.
It is.
It's a firefight in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But out of every single pair in the Wild West of my underwear drawer, like Me Undies is like the top. If they're clean, they're the first ones I go to.
top tier MeUndies. They're the ones that you gotta keep clean, okay,
at all times,
because you're gonna be reaching for them.
Yeah, or I just need to throw out all the other ones and just continue to get MeUndies so I have like a full stocked drawer. Yes. Because accidents can happen.
Yes. The material is buttery soft, unmatched comfort. It's like a warm hug from your favorite sweater. Breathable, stretchable, so comfy.
Yeah. And the good thing is that they have literally a style for everybody, from just if you just, classic, person, and to fun, expressive prints, it's there for everybody.
Mm-hmm. In a big size range from extra small to 4XL. Mm-hmm. It's a flattering cut for everyone. And they're responsibly sourced.
That is also really
sustainable
great.
Materials, and they work with partners that care for their workers.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't like your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them.
Yeah. So right now, get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/30mm.
That's MeUndies.com/30mm for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Back to the show.
And who could forget our infamous coffin birth episode?
I was going to say, okay, out of all of them, which one? Yeah, we regret it a little bit.
Yeah, well, you all might be wondering, what do you mean? It was just an episode that it's an interesting topic and something that I was not super familiar with. Mm-hmm. The idea that if someone is pregnant and they die, they might posthumously push out the fetus.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was just real dark. It was very mm-hmm. heavy.
Yeah.
To the point where I don't think we were prepared for it.
No, because me and Elisa's relationship always leans giggly and funny. And that's not something that we can just Elise, okay, we have to be serious, because we just can't. That's just not ever going to happen between us. So when we did coffin birth, it's just like, like I was, I don't know. I
yes. And we've always wanted to, you know, punch up with this podcast and not make light of people who have suffered. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, well, we'll make fun of a serial killer until the cows come home.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we don't want to, you know, obviously joke about things that are very tragic and awful.
Totally. Yeah. Even though, again, that's a very rare thing these days, thankfully.
Yes.
But yes, we don't. That would suck because that sucks for someone if that were to happen to them.
It sucks. Coffin birth sucks.
It does suck. What a sucky thing to happen. Yeah. Another one that was really big news to me, which you knew more about, because I'm not a Disney. I was never a Disney kid, nor am I a Disney adult. Like, I have never been to Disney World at all. When I was younger, my mom, when I say I was younger, I was in, I think I was in ninth grade. So that was high school for me. My mom asked the kids, would you rather go to Universal Studios or would you rather go to Disneyland? And because we were all big movie buffs, I was like, Universal Studios.
You said, I got to ride that Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, I did. But I love the Jurassic Park ride so much. Yeah, I just never really haven't gone to Disney. And I know that, like, whenever I go to LA next, you and me have to go. But when we did Death at Disney Parks, that was all news to me. I never knew any of that.
And when we go, we're gonna do, like, all the morbid Disney stuff. We're gonna point
it all out. I can't wait. I can't wait. Because even then, like, again, for the future, me and Elise, again, will always, whenever we're together, we'll put out some sort of stupid content. And when we go to Disney, we will go. It might not have, like, 30 more minutes, but it might. I don't know. Again, we're still figuring stuff out, but definitely be on the lookout for some things between her and I.
Yeah. And we're absolutely going to scatter some ashes at the Haunted Mansion. I don't know whose they will be, but we will be scattering ashes there.
We could definitely murder someone and take their, and then put them through the oven.
Okay, Jessica, we're still recording.
Oh, we're still recording here. That's right. Okay, my bad. Anyway.
What do you think about going to the Paris catacombs together?
Yes, I would absolutely do that. God, I wonder. When we were recording that episode, I kept thinking, like, if I were to go there, you know how sometimes when you go to, like, these haunted locations or, like, underground caves or whatever it is, that you're thinking, like, would I feel something? Would I feel kind of woozy? Would I feel a hand on my chest? You know, because you're just there and it's kind of, like, impossible not to. I feel like with the amount of skulls and bones down there, I'm like, will I have an experience there? Will this be the place I do? I don't know, but I would go there with you for sure. Someone could buy me a ticket.
Probably just have to go to the bathroom and not be able to get to one soon enough. We're stuck in the catacombs. No, but I think we should, some of the places we've talked about, we should make a point of going, like going to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, mm-hmm. I feel like there are a couple other places that have come up. Oh, the Mariana Trench. Will we ever make it there someday together? Probably not.
No, not after this submersible shit.
Well,
man.
Okay,
that's not the reason
why we're not going.
Well, it is for me. I don't know if I belong that far down. I don't think that's a good place for me to go.
I just won't look good at that level of deep sea compression.
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm like a blobfish.
Man.
I can't handle. I feel like probably one of your favorite episodes is the harrowing sex disasters.
That was, and you guys, that was only just the tip of the iceberg as far as the amount of sex disasters that have happened in the world. Like, throughout history, the fact that there's now 8 billion people on Earth, we only covered, I don't know, like, 6 stories. Imagine how many more there are. And that's on all of you to go dig and do that research.
No, it's not on anyone.
It is your responsibility now.
You should have a show where you're like the Philomena Kunk of sex disasters, where you're like, oh, I'm traveling the world to find out the most outrageous sex disasters. Join me as I go brothel to brothel.
Oh my God, are you kidding? I would love that.
And people are like, why is she here?
I'm trying to figure out the biggest sex disasters. What do you mean?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, that one was definitely a good one for me personally, because I'm like just giggling, even though it's awful. I'm just kind of like giggling.
I did really like the pre-written obituaries episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that I've been interested in for a long time, but I've thought, I'm going to wait until we cover it for me to really dive into this research and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
I liked
one.
That one. Gave me a lot to think about. Gave us both a lot to think about. When it comes to our wills and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I still think the practice of write your own obituary to actualize your life goals is mm-hmm. a really interesting thing.
It is. It is.
Maybe someday you and I should just pop some diet smoke and write our own obituaries together.
Hey, I'm down 100%.
Yeah. Not a sponsor of this episode, but, you know, we've got a history.
Yeah. Previous sponsor. Which speaking of death, like when we did the coffin versus caskets episode, I brought this up then, but like I really wanted to go to one with you and like test them out for us. And
you thought you could go to a funeral home and ask the director if they let you climb into a casket.
Yeah, but what if you were terminally ill and you're like, I'm planning things, I'm doing a pre-written obit, I'm doing all this prep work, and I go to a funeral home and I'm like, hi, I want to feel them out. Are they're gonna say no?
I think they'd let you.
Exactly.
They want to close the sale.
What about for the content? What about for the TikTok?
Well, are you buying a casket after?
No. No, this is just for the gram. Just for content, baby. But hey, it's free advertising. Hey, welcome to Myers Funeral Homes. It's exposure. They have all these caskets 30% off if you die within the next 3 days.
Use code 30mm.
So that was something I was looking forward to.
What a joy.
It was. This is great.
For a podcast about the bleakness in the world and the darkness and the disparity, what a joy it has been.
Yeah, we sure found the humor in all of it. Remember spontaneous human combustion? That was whack.
That was wickety whack.
I mean, wow.
You know? I think obviously dealing with death and hard subjects is something that not everybody wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you do and what you think, you can never really prepare yourself for the reality of it when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a you know, one of my favorite authors of all time is Terry Pratchett, who wrote the Discworld series. Mm-hmm. And death is a character in the series, and he has so many great just quotes and thoughts on death as a concept. And but one of my favorite things that, you know, and it's not from Discworld, it's actually from Good Omens, but that death says is, don't think of it as dying, just think of it as leaving early to avoid the rush. And that's like if it was a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. that would be a thing where Larry would be like, I thought I would just die because I didn't want to have to
deal with the rush. Yeah, that's a really fascinating quote. I like that a lot.
I think often about how everything comes to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be hard in those moments to think of the worst and how bleak things are and how bad things are and what the end means, because it, especially if it's the end to something good or something that you wanted. But the best thing you can do when confronted or presented by the end is be willing to change,
mm-hmm.
and adapt and pivot and learn. And, you know, it all sounds so corny and cheesy, but it has really been the truth in the saving thing that for me, when things have come to an end, you got to be able to keep moving on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so I hope this podcast in some way has been an exercise and a thought experiment for people of learning, you know, in ways where there has been an end, like what moving on or living means, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or when bad things happen, which there's been a lot of, like, we've covered like bad, morbid things. And if you can take anything from this, just even from the relationship that me and Elise have in regards to just like, we can't go through an episode except for coffin birth without making a joke or laughing. And so I think, you know, when times are tough and things are not great, just finding the humor in it.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Yeah. And I'm not, and I don't mean that in a toxic positivity way. It no. literally is to just sometimes help us just get through bad days. Sometimes mm-hmm. you just have to, that you've heard that saying of like, I have no choice but just to laugh, mm-hmm. Because there really is nothing else. So you might as well laugh and find someone else that you can laugh with during these times and someone that'll just like support your giggles. And I think that's really important. And hopefully, yeah, we've done that.
Yeah. That's so. Really well put, Jess. So the you know, you can only laugh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else can you do?
What you said was very profound too. I'm surprised.
God, we're Elise? Geniuses.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It all sounds a little bit corny and hokey, but I think that when you in this podcast too, we're talking about death so much. There's a dichotomy there. So we can't talk about death without talking about life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
We're talking about somebody's death, but we're also talking about their life. We're talking about how something came to an end, but we're also talking about what it was before it came to that end. Like, it has also, I am a big fan of putting yourself in someone else's shoes and mm-hmm. perspective. And we've certainly run the gamut with that on this podcast of people being in dark places or living in a time where, man, it was hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it gives you a lot of perspective and appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It sure does. Yeah.
And I don't think there's anybody that I could have or would have wanted to do it with other than you, Jess.
Oh, yeah. I think this has made our friendship even stronger and better. I'm closer to you than I ever have been. And we were friends before this, but like not at this level.
I came into your home and didn't knock.
That's true. She has just walked into my house without knock. There was many times where I was just peeing with the door open because mm-hmm. that's what I do. And she just like walked into the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at that level now. And that's very comforting.
Maybe I'll even see a coffin birth.
Who knows?
I'm lucky. I come at the right time.
Boy. Oh, God, help us. Are we going to go to hell because of this whole podcast?
Oh, sister, we're already there. But I feel the exact same way about you. And I also, I mean, personally, I love you, but I also professionally love working with you.
Same.
Because you are the best.
Yeah, same. There's a mutual respect. And I appreciate that as well.
Yeah. And again, we are talking about this like it could be the end because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the big thing. We don't really know right now, but we just want to, you know, play our cards and make sure if it were that mm-hmm. we are, of course, like thanking all of you and letting you know how meaningful and important it has been to us that you've stuck with us and listened to the podcast and been as supportive and fun with it as you have been. I have to give a special shout out to Tank, who has made so much art.
Oh my God, every episode. I was going to say the same. Yeah.
Really? Like, yeah.
You guys are sickos. I love that you have a name, all of you. It's literally so incredible. Because you guys are sick like us, sick in the head.
Yeah.
So thank you. And yes, Tank, all of the art. Jeez.
Every like, how episode.
How do I keep track of that? Is it all on Tank's Instagram?
I think Tank typically tags 30 Morbid.
Okay.
And so if you look at the tagged
yes, post 30 perfect. Morbid. Perfect.
But yeah, and it's always so fun to see how they visualize the subject mm-hmm. matter every mm-hmm. episode.
It's usually spot on.
Yeah.
It's like, yep, that makes sense.
And like, I think the biggest thanks has to go to Kelly Reynolds. We talked about them so much, but our editor.
I'm snapping.
Snapping, who thanks. I don't know if you have your mic available, Kelly.
Kelly, talk!
I do. Hi.
Hi, Kelly. But Kelly, you have been like the third pillar of this podcast, and we just love you.
We do.
Aww.
Yeah, we do.
Y'all gonna make me cry.
No.
Cry!
Only strong, only morbid. but yeah, you are like, you bring the best attitude. And if this does keep going, I will be grateful to still be doing this with you.
For sure. 100%. And you know, when you eventually go, whenever that is, you know, I might visit the body farm.
I might drive you there if you left, Kelly, you know?
just chuck me over the fence. It'll be fine.
Yep. Yep. So
Jessica, I've got you by the wrist. Jess has you by the ankles.
Yeah. I mean, like literally, Kelly, you were such a perfect person for this podcast. Oh, yes. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
I mean, you're not just an editor. You are a sick fuck. And we love that about you.
Yeah. It's the best.
So thank you so much.
We also have an incredible, you know, we have an incredible team. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank definitely Shannon Sassone. She has helped provide us a lot of writing support. So thank you so much. Really couldn't have done it without you.
Mm-hmm. Kristen Young and Omar De Armas are supervising producers who fight for us, and they handle the things we don't want to, like budgets, you know, and are just generally supportive of the show, you know.
Yes.
Adam Brouillard, who gets this podcast to your ears.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Thank you, Bones.
Yes.
We love you.
Oh, really? Is that his nickname?
Yeah.
Bones? Oh, I love it.
Which,
oh, yeah,
for the podcast, thematically appropriate.
Oh, I love it.
But yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, Nick Schwartz. You guys probably know Nick Schwartz. Maybe not if you follow some other Rooster Teeth content. But he's been great. He's just provided us overall additional support. He does all the podcast stuff, so he's super, always been supportive of 30 More Minutes. Really appreciate him.
Yeah. There was one episode where Nick was in the background and you could hear him laughing throughout it.
Yes. That was the first episode we ever did when we got stories and morbid facts from you guys. When I recorded it. I usually record at home, but I recorded at the office at the Rooster Teeth Studios in the production office. So he had to run all of the equipment while I was on the other side at the table recording, and he was kind of far away, but you could still hear him cackling because we're just so hilarious.
Yeah. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was a funny moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, also Jessica, I just want to say thank you to us.
I also have to shout you out because at least you've done a lot at like a lot of the writing, like most of the writing, and you have been absolutely incredible, and you're such a good writer, and you're just so goddamn talented, you dumb hoe.
Thanks,
I love
Jess.
You.
First of all, you are a hoe.
Great.
And you dumb. No, you are so talented yourself, and you have the most exquisite voice
thank you.
If anyone were to read a word I wrote, I would want it to be you.
Yeah.
And you just bring such a humor and flavor and joy to this podcast, and you bring heart, and you bring personality and personability in a way, because I think a lot of people, you talking about, you know, your experiences with sleep paralysis, like people relate to that. Like, you are not afraid to be open. Mm-hmm. And
maybe a little too
honest.
Open.
And you're so supportive, and I think we've just been rock stars for doing this. So
absolutely.
And that's really all there is to it.
Isn't it Operation Rising Star when someone's died on the ship?
Yes.
I was about to say, if we were done with this podcast, we could be like, all right, Operation Rising Star, 30 morbid minutes.
Oh, no. Well, TBD. We'll see.
TBD.
We're still waiting. We're still waiting.
Yes.
We're still waiting. But for now, we'll be going on hiatus. To be seen. And this is the ultimate bad bye. Bad bye. I love you, Jessica.
It is the ultimate bad bye. I love you too. Bad bye, sickos.
Bad bye, you sickos. We love you.